You are now listening to
the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knights game. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We go back, better than ever, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news with your hosts, Eric and
Elvis.
That's way better. That's like the third take of us doing it because he cannot introduce himself for the life of him.
He's a hater.
But yeah, this week of wrestling was
very exciting. Not.
It was terrible. It was a terrible week of wrestling. It was freaking boring. Except for Dynamite, honestly, it was good.
Dynamite was good. And then, I don't know what the hell happened.
Raw was all right. Change. SmackDown was garbage.
SmackDown was complete garbage. It was like everything you can tell was pre-taped.
Collision was decent too, to be honest.
Yeah, Collision actually was a little better.
Except
this
for like
weekend.
The Boom guys. I think they're having like a little feud with like Chris Jericho, which is just double.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. So unfortunately.
Yeah.
Wrestling this week was terrible. It's terrible news in regards to wrestling as well, with like the whole SmackDown going 3 hours thing. You hear about that?
Yep, everybody's like, oh, it's more wrestling. Yeah, more throwaway matches, more promos, and then just another waste of another hour when people work. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really freaking annoying. Like, honestly, like, if you think about it now, SmackDown this week was terrible. It was two hours.
3 hours
Add an extra hour to that? Jesus.
3 hours of Raw, 3 hours of SmackDown, and then we also got Dynamite and Collision.
That's a lot of reviewing.
Wrestling to cover.
A lot of wrestling to
record. That's only two companies. We're not talking about other. There's so much wrestling to
come. Yeah, there is a lot of wrestling. Honestly, I think it's a terrible move by WWE. Like, I don't understand why the heck you're doing that, other than the fact that they're moving Raw to Netflix. I guess they want more TV time.
If you want to do one show 3 hours, like Raw, usually 3 hours, and then SmackDown two.
Yeah.
But both of them three, that's just way too much.
Yeah, they're both 3 hours.
Like, who are you going to book now? Are you actually going to give people some more time, or is it just going to be longer segments with, like, throwaway matches?
Yeah. It's going to be.
That's what I'm afraid of. They're going to give actual people more time and more good storylines, then I guess I'll be okay with it.
It's just overall a really bad idea, to be honest. The whole issue...
Sometimes it's too much.
It is too much. There's a good balance between like good booking and good wrestling, but like we've noticed in the past, everybody's noticed, Raw always has 2 hours of good stuff, an hour of terrible stuff, or just 2 hours or 3 hours of straight trash. It's never... Three straight good hours of three straight amazing
stuff. Unless it's like a special episode, like Raw one of those, which is rare. Like, so
it's rare. Yeah, it's really bad. Like, I don't like this at all. I think it's gonna. It's always. I prefer quality over quantity. I'm pretty sure everybody does.
Yes.
Like, we want quality wrestling. We don't want like a massive amount of wrestling where it's terrible. I mean, just take a look at AEW. Dynamite, amazing. Rampage, trash. Collision, trash.
I was gonna make a very stupid joke. I'm not gonna say. I just thought in my head. When you said quality over quantity, I was thinking about
the hell are you thinking?
I can move forward past that.
This kid's so dumb, yo. But do you have any other top stories? I mean, obviously, like rest in peace to like Rey Mysterio's dad, Rey Mysterio's uncle. Well,
wait, was it his uncle or it was
both of them? Both of them. Damn. Yeah, in the past couple weeks.
So RIP to them. Obviously, wrestling.
That's awful. Then,
obviously, we got like more like. They keep like hinting at Penta, but that's definitely for like January 6th, probably.
Yeah, that's gonna be like the January 6th episode of Raw, which is not too far from now, is it? Two weeks from now?
Less. And then 2 weeks. What am I talking about? And then
or a week, basically.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, 2 weeks, yeah.
And then I've seen like rumors about like they're adding a tribal chief belt to the storyline, which I think is very stupid.
That'd be the stupidest thing ever.
Another belt. Like, it's just a waste of time. They said it's going to be, like, the people's champion, like The Rock has.
Yeah, but that's still stupid.
I don't know if it's official. It's just rumor. I think it's stupid. I don't think... You don't need that. Just fight for the Ulafala and that's it.
Well, not only that, but it makes it seem, like, more fake than it actually
is. Yeah, the tribal chief thing is, yeah.
Because, like, the Ulafala actually it's something that they...
It's something in the
tradition like their
of
actual
the
culture.
Yeah.
When you put a wrestling title into it, it just makes it look seem fake
so
as hell.
Stupid,
yeah. It's stupid. Like, there's no
do it.
There's no need for it.
We don't need, and plus, we don't need another title being held in WWE. There's so many titles.
Even if it's just like a trophy, like, no, that's stupid. Exactly. Like, they should be fighting solely for the Ulafala, which is their culture and what the heck they like actually desire and need. Not yeah. something they're just like, oh, I also have this this stupid ass trophy belt that's probably going to have like tribal fucking stuff on it. It's probably going to be red. Like nobody needs that. That's stupid. Yes,
just we're fine with the Ulafala.
Yeah, the Ulafala is perfect. It makes sense.
Actual tradition.
Exactly. But anyways, let's get into, of course, WWE Raw. Which unless you have any other top stories.
Raw was okay.
Raw was decent. It was
decent. It wasn't like great. It wasn't terrible like SmackDown, but no. It was decent.
It was good. I mean,
we had a couple title changes and stuff.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Of course, the show did open up with CM Punk basically calling out Seth Rollins, calling him a fan the entire time.
They just had a brawl.
Yeah, he a fan type shit. Yep. But yeah, literally just saying you're a fan. You know, you're like you should basically just be in the stands watching me. Like you're just a hater. Blah blah blah. And then Seth Rollins comes out, obviously throwing shots back at him, like, "Hey, I'm a fan, but I've had more WrestleMania main events than you have," which I thought was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a brawl. They got pulled apart by security. Really cool thing about security. There, a lot of the security guards were from Showcase Pro Wrestling, which is the wrestling school I went to.
Oh, okay.
Right here in Rhode Island.
Yeah, if you don't know that, most of the security guys you see in the wrestling, whenever they're taking bumps,
yeah,
like if they're cameraman taking bumps, they're actual like.
They're local wrestlers.
Local wrestlers, indie wrestlers. Yeah, and it was in Boston, yeah.
Yeah, so then, a lot of them were from the place I went. Yeah, so that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, Shadow Showcase.
Yeah, don't remember. Yeah, this kid actually trained wrestling, so.
Yeah, I just had to stop because my kid.
I didn't, so I can't take a DDT.
But anyways, moving on from that, we had, honestly, it was a decent promo back and forth. A lot of people were upset that like this match between Seth Rollins and CM Punk is happening. At January 6th instead of a WrestleMania or a Rumble. Show, but like, what do you think?
I'm just happy we're getting a very big, like Raw on Netflix. It's almost like a PLE.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining.
So my take on this is
I understand.
Yeah, my take on this is I understand. Obviously, they want a big show for, of course, that Raw January 6th. Also, the fact that they started building it now. If they were to wait till like WrestleMania and stuff like that, I feel like the steam would have worn off.
That's way too far.
Exactly. And it wouldn't have been as good. Maybe if they kept it off until Royal Rumble, that would make a little bit more sense. Here's the thing. I feel like strike while the iron is hot. And right now it's hot. Like, I think it's probably the best time.
It could be a very close match, or it could just end like in a disqualification or something. I don't know. And then you could still build off of that. Or both of them are going to meet in the Royal Rumble again. One wins. And then they meet in the Royal Rumble again. One eliminates the other. That continues the
rivalry.
The rivalry.
Yeah, exactly.
We've seen that before plenty of times. So
yeah, several times. It's a great way to build rivalry.
Oh, no, wait, The Rock?
John Cena.
Never know. The Rock was... I don't want him. I feel like you never know.
Cena comes back January. I have him. I have John Cena over everyone the entire year.
I forgot about John
Cena. Also, the reports, he's going to be full-time.
Full-time, yeah.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah.
We have to go to every single show around us. Because there's no way I'm missing out on John Cena retirement.
Yeah, so like... What's the closest, like the...
Well, obviously Boston, maybe Connecticut. Rhode Island, Connecticut. I wouldn't mind driving to.
Yeah.
That's about
and
it.
And they do go
I'm
to
not,
like,
I'm not driving to New York.
They were just in Hartford, like, though, and then they were just in Boston, so they take a while to come back. I hope they literally... It sucks. It's about to be 2025, and they literally just came around here.
Yeah. No, so they I took a long time to get back over here. It was insane.
Which I hope they don't... It just came back at the end of the year. I hope they better come back.
Yeah. Anyways... moving on from that, we had an intercontinental championship match between Braun Breaker and Ludwig Kaiser.
This was actually a really good
match. Was my favorite match of the night.
Yeah, match of the night.
My favorite match of WWE this week. It was freaking great. This match was a banger. It made Kaiser look like a superstar. Yeah. Kaiser looked so good in this match.
And they both had, it looked like they had good chemistry. Like,
no, for real.
They were just like, every move was like clean and everything. All this stuff.
Yeah, Kaiser injuring his arm. Braun Breaker hitting a spear while selling the arm the entire time. Braun Breaker is so good.
Yes.
He's so good. But yeah, Braun Breaker ended up picking up the win via a spear.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is random. But like, so I seen this post. Would you rather see John Cena get a 17th world title or become a Grand Slam champion? Because he's never had the IC title. So it would be like Cena versus Braun Breaker. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Depending on the storyline, I guess. I feel like it makes more sense for him to go after the Intercontinental Championship right now because the world title was kind of built up. Unless he goes after Gunther, that'd be nice.
I feel like he's gonna be like CM Punk. I don't know why. I feel like they're gonna win with a title.
Yeah. Or
and then you're gonna have The Rock.
They do Cena winning the world title, and then he faces Punk at Mania. They have that little rematch.
I don't know if they can do it that quick.
No, they need to revisit all of John Cena's like fire, like rivalries. They need to do that.
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, that has to happen.
And then obviously Punk.
Punk. They need to do AJ Styles if he's back from injury, because that was one of, honestly, that was one of John Cena's best rivals.
And, yeah, but I feel like they're going to end it with like a new.
Probably. We'll see. But they definitely need to do, they have to do Punk versus Cena. There's no way they don't do that.
Punk versus heel Cody.
Punk versus heel Cody is coming. It's coming soon. But anyways, after that we had...
Well, actually, also the New Day.
That's what I was going to mention. Okay, yeah. So
they kind of like got kicked out the locker room.
Yeah, they got kicked out the locker room by Rey Mysterio. I really hope they don't say some wild shit next week where they're just like, that's why you're, uncle and stuff passed, because
they're not Christian.
I know. Your father is dead. No, that'd be so messed up if they do that.
You have a Christian. Oh my god.
But no, because that's so messed up.
Christian doesn't give a shit.
Oh my god, that'd be so messed up if they do that. But
I feel like they're just gonna.
They want to push heels.
I feel like they're just gonna go to SmackDown.
Maybe, but if they want to push heels, they definitely got to do that. But yeah, you're right.
I don't think they'll even go that far though.
New Day might end up on SmackDown.
Like, I'm just thinking, if it was Christian, then
the transfer portal now too.
Yeah, he would have been screwed.
Yeah, for real.
If he had to face Christian.
After that we had.
Well, Liv Morgan.
Yeah, the Liv Morgan promo was that was funny as heck. Because the Boston crowd was booing the crap out of Dom, and she had a bullhorn. And she was basically saying that she's the greatest women's wrestler of all time. It was hilarious.
And then Rhea interrupts.
Yeah, Rhea interrupted and basically said she's the number one contender.
Which was probably obvious, yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to have a match.
A lot of people are like, oh no, Rhea versus Liv again. But they never, I don't know. They never really beat her clean.
Well, that's kind of like my thing. I feel like.
But Rhea is really good as a champion. So I'm mad. But
like, I'm not mad at it, but it also is like this thing is getting stale. So let them have this final match and then that's it.
Yeah, I kind of guess knowing just seeing the same people, even though it's the right two people, because I don't see anybody else.
Yeah.
It should be there, which that's the only thing they kind of stuck themselves with there.
Well, now I feel like.
And Rhea's like the best damn. Rhea's like the best right now. So.
Well, they have Royal Rumble coming up soon. So I guess it makes sense.
Royal Rumble. Right?
So they're going to start building up more women's wrestlers then.
I can't wait to see returns.
I think Becky Lynch is going to return.
I think many people are going to return.
I think Lynch returns.
Becky.
Charlotte might return, yeah.
They've been hinting at AJ Lee, even though it's probably just going to be a one-on-one.
I don't think AJ Lee would, but that'd be
Michael
nice.
Cole even like mentioned, like they did like that Netflix kickoff thing.
Yeah.
And he was like CM Punk's wife, AJ Lee. I don't know. He just mentioned it. That was weird.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But of course, after that, we had... did they announce that match is going to be on Raw or no? I don't think they did. Like the January 6th Raw? I don't think
that. I don't remember. I don't think they announced
when it's going to happen. She just announced she's the number one contender. So they might do it on that, or they might do it at Royal Rumble. I hope they save it for Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Also, right after that was like a quick backstage brawl with like Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Is that announced for more? I think that's announced for that Raw.
Yeah, that's announced for that Raw.
It's a stacked Raw. It's literally a PLE.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that we had Zoe Stark versus Raquel. Versus Carter, and Stark ended up picking up the win there in a pretty decent match, to be honest. That was pretty cool. She's going to face...
That was the tournament, right?
Women's Intercontinental title. I think she's going to face Dakota Kai in the semifinals, which is going to be pretty cool to watch. I got Dakota Kai. What about you? I think Dakota Kai should win it all.
I think she needs it, especially with all the injuries. She needs like a singles push.
She deserves
now.
It. Yeah, she deserves it before it's too late. I feel like with all the injuries she's had, if she gets the push now... Yeah, I feel like it's now or never.
Yes, because she's injury prone. You gotta when she's healthy, you gotta take advantage.
Yeah, because she's a great wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, great wrestler. One of the best on the roster. They haven't given her a lot of opportunities for her mic skills, so I guess I'm not sure how that is, but in terms of wrestling, she's great.
Yeah.
After that, we had
that little hint real quick of the Penta.
Yeah, the Penta little teaser. So Penta is obviously going to be on the January 6th episode of Raw. That should be fun. After that, we also had The Miz trying to escape from Karrion Kross and all that. That was pretty funny.
Karrion Kross looked like a lot of people say he looked like what was it? Like Edge when he was like part of the Judgment. Like
yeah,
he just looked like a straight up heel.
But imagine just pushing. Like, They need to push Kross. They really do.
Yeah.
It's now or never. Again, that's another now or never situation.
Thing is, they're still sticking with that damn Y6 storyline, which they're probably not gonna win.
No, they're not gonna win.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think Miz is facing Dexter Lumis next week.
Well, this week, yeah.
Today, well, this week on Raw, so today, I guess, because it's released on Monday. So that should be interesting. I got Dexter Lumis by murder. But we'll see.
I mean, he already kidnapped him once, remember, a couple years ago.
Funny as hell. But yeah, now and then we had the main event, which was a World Tag Team Championship match between the War Raiders, versus Finn Balor and JD, or Lord Farquaad, whatever the heck you want to call him. Judgment.
It was funny. I was like, at home, my nephews were at home yesterday. They were watching Shrek, and I saw Lord Farquaad, I just thought about JD McDonald. This
kid. but anyways, this match was pretty good. Wasn't all that though. It was decent. Finn Balor tried to use a chair at one point, and then what everybody thought was going to happen, Damian Priest came out, took the chair away from him, caused a distraction for the War Raiders to pick up the win. So War Raiders are your new World Tag Team Champions. I guess that's good.
Yeah,
they push War Raiders. That's fine.
Yeah, and then Judgment Day haven't even been defending that much anyway. So
well, not only that, but like it also puts more heat on the Judgment Day split up that's going to happen eventually, because they also had a little promo backstage where they just look split. It already looks like they're split up.
Yeah, they just like throw shots at each other.
Yeah, and they're always on two separate sides of the camera.
Yeah, it's like Liv, Dom, and Raquel. And then you got JD with Finn and Carlito. Yeah,
on one side. They're always on separate sides. They're always like always combating against each other. So now the fact that they just lost the titles, I guarantee it's going to cause even more tension between that. And that break is going to happen really, really soon. Probably commences at Royal Rumble. Well, I would not mind seeing like Dom like eliminate like Finn Balor or something like that from the Royal Rumble. That'd be hilarious. And then on the next Raw after that, they have a little brawl out, and then obviously they break up.
Or they do it again, like on January 6th. Everything's
happening. On January 6th, they break up everything?
Everything's happening.
John Cena. I like that, like, obviously they're throwing a bunch of stuff on there, but they can't cram it too much. So this is going to be all too much, and then people are going to be like, what the hell's going on?
I don't know.
You just want everything to happen on the January 6th episode.
I'm not saying that.
they got to play it out at least.
Yeah, you can't have everything on one show.
But yeah,
you gotta save some for SmackDown. SmackDown's gonna be left out. Like what?
It's just like regular... this week.
No, but I'm saying like, yeah, it's gonna be like everything on January 6th, Monday, and then SmackDown's just be a regular old show left out.
Yeah. Well, no, SmackDown this week was terrible. Yeah. They had Apollo Crews randomly in a match.
We're gonna talk about SmackDown next, but we might run. It was awful.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it. But anyways, that was basically it for Raw. Do you have anything to add on other than, of course, we're excited for Penta. Obviously, gonna be there on January 6th.
I'm excited for everything that's happening on January 6th.
Yeah.
And then maybe Santa Cena or The Rock. We'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah. Cena deserves that title.
Yeah.
I think that.
Well, I don't know what title you're talking about. The world title or?
The world title.
The IC
he deserves title, to break the champion. Yeah. He deserves to break the record, honestly. If not him, then Randy Orton. But I honestly, if Cena's come back for his farewell tour and he's going to be full time like they're saying he's going to be, he deserves to break.
All I know is Roman's winning the title back and he's going to hold it for 2,000 days.
Why the hell not? Why the hell not? This whole Cody run has been okay. I like more when he's playing more of a bit of a heel role, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing with Kevin Owens and all that, when he like used a chair and like now they're kind of teasing like Kevin Owens is like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
I like that they're doing that. I like that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But now it like points like, oh, like what are your real intentions?
I can see he turns into heel after he loses the title, I guess.
That'd be nice. Heel Cody after he loses the title? He's like, oh, all these fans turned on
me. I mean,
me.
He's just like, and it's going to be like, what the hell is it? The villain from that show.
What are you talking about? From Homelander.
Homelander, yeah. He's literally going to be like that.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Or you can just be, remember when he was Shattered Dreams, Cody?
Oh my God. Or like, when he was like.
Not Shattered Dreams. What am I saying?
When he was like the Pretty Boy or something.
Yeah, Pretty Boy Cody. That was hilarious.
I forgot his name. I forgot the actual gimmick name, but.
Yeah. And then he became Ugly Cody when he broke his nose.
He had to wear a mask.
And it was clear, so nothing. It was nothing else changed. It was funny as hell. Oh god! Yeah. But anyways, that's all for Raw. We could definitely get into, of course, SmackDown now. All right, let's get into, of course, AEW. No, my fault. WWE SmackDown this week. SmackDown this week. Oh, this is the worst show of the week. This is probably one of the worst SmackDowns I've seen in a long time.
AEW Collision was better than SmackDown. That says a lot.
Well, was this SmackDown pre-recorded? I'm pretty sure.
Pre-taped, yes.
Pre-taped. That's probably why it was so freaking boring, honestly. It was
most
terrible.
Of the top people were at that Netflix premiere thingy. That's what.
Yeah, that's what it was. I remember. Because it was.
But at the same time, the Bloodline was there. So I'm confused. I don't know. But it was pre-taped.
It's weird. It was terrible.
It was a trash SmackDown.
Trash SmackDown.
It started off with.
McIntyre.
McIntyre and the Bloodline.
McIntyre and the Bloodline, yes. Well. Not the OG Bloodline.
Old
Solo Sikoa Bloodline.
The BS Bloodline.
Yeah, basically, McIntyre was saying, like, I know you cost me the title, but we have a mutual enemy in Roman Reigns and the OG Bloodline, and we got to get rid of them.
Yeah, he told Solo, take care of Roman, and I'll take care of of these other guys. Like, he's talking about like Sammy and them, and yeah, Jay. And then we'll meet up in the future.
Yeah. I like that they did this, because remember our question last week was, didn't Solo cost him the title? Why isn't he going after Solo?
Solo was, literally was part of the OG bloodline. He cost him,
Exactly. But McIntyre said, oh, like, we're going to face each other after everything else is taken care of. So that match is something we're going to see in the future, I guess. I still think Roman's going to murder Solo Sikoa on January 6th.
Yeah. Then we had the most random match of the night, even though the bloodline.
Well, before that, freaking McIntyre got attacked by Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. On a one leg Jimmy.
With a crutch. On a crutch, because he broke his toe at War Games. Beat the crap out of McIntyre and chased out McIntyre, basically hobbling away.
He hobbled after McIntyre ran
funny as hell. Yes. That was funny. But yeah, of course, after that, we had, again, one of the most random matches, but it was like half random, half not. So basically,
because they attacked.
Yeah. So last week, the Bloodline attacked
LA Knight and Andrade.
LA Knight and Andrade, and they almost attacked Shinsuke, but Shinsuke did the whole like bloody mouth thing and they backed off. So yeah, that makes sense. Both for them too. But then they threw Apollo Crews in there.
I think they attacked Apollo Crews like backstage or something.
Still random as hell. They
popped into the arena.
I guess.
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah. So anyways.
But still.
LA Knight, Apollo Crews, and Andrade versus Bloodline, aka Jacob Fatu, Solo Sikoa, and is it Tama Tonga.
Tonga is out.
Yeah, I forgot. Tonga is the one that tore his bicep. But anyways. Random match of the night. Really freaking random. It was so weird that it just even happened.
Why is Apollo Crews like, no, this is, he should be like an NXT or something.
I don't know. Honestly, his Nigerian gimmick, was it Nigerian? I think it was.
I liked it better though. Yeah, but they were making it the accent.
Yeah, the accent, because obviously everybody knew that wasn't his accent, but I like that gimmick way better than what the heck he's doing now.
Wasn't he with like, almost, was he?
He was a heel, and it was better. It was so much better than what the heck he's doing now.
Yeah, but
it was. I don't know. Right now, it's stupid.
Making him play Nigerian.
Yeah, I guess he was tired of doing the accent. But
that was such a Vince thing. Yeah. It was so stupid.
I know, but I think it's way better than what the hell he's doing now. That's all I got.
Well, he's not doing anything now. So exactly.
Anything's better.
That's probably why. But it was not like it was good.
Yeah, but anyways, obviously, Solo Sikoa wins with a spike. Obviously dominated, pinned Apollo Crews. And then the rest of the night was god awful. We had Kevin Owens taking no responsibility for attacking Cody Rhodes. Obviously, still saying like it's Cody's fault.
It was just like a pre-tape video.
Pre-tape video. I loved it though. Kevin Owens saying like, you know, he deserved it. You see that he used a chair. I told you guys. Da da da.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want heel Cody.
Yes.
It's not going to happen anytime soon, but we still want heel Cody. He's still selling Home out merch Cody, in the face. So.
After he loses the title, I say, I'm pretty sure he's not going to do it while he's still champion.
What do you think he's going to lose the title? Mania?
All I know is we know at the beginning of the year we had a damn tease. I mean, after WrestleMania, a damn tease with The Rock. And then I don't know. Now reports he might not make it or not, so we don't know what the hell's going on with that.
Yeah.
I just know he's going to lose it because he's not going to be champion. He's not going to freaking. He's not going to Roman Reigns reign.
Yeah, no, he's gonna lose this soon.
Roman's gonna get it back and last for 2,000 days, and then Cody's gonna be Homelander because he's pissed off.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind that rather than like Cody continuing to hold it, because I'm a big fan of Cody, but like he's starting to get stale.
Yeah.
Heel Cody would be freaking amazing, and maybe I just like heels better, whatever. But I just think heel Cody would be freaking amazing.
It also wasn't his fault. Like I said, they teased that Rock thing. When he comes back, he's coming after him in the title.
Yeah.
So you know, every feud before that, he's not gonna lose. It's like it was making it obvious.
Well. Rock did say with or without the title. So he can lose it and then just have the rivalry still, I don't know. Like, I don't mind him losing it before Mania and then just having a match at Mania against The Rock.
No, I'm pretty sure he's going to main event.
That'd be awesome.
He's going to main event WrestleMania.
Night one, whatever.
And lose the title. He's not going to. Or maybe, I don't know. It's a SummerSlam. Because SummerSlam's a big 2-night event now, so.
I guess so. But anyways, after that, we had Grayson Waller Effect hosting Braun Strowman.
Bro, it was Braun Strowman like with Santa, dressed as Santa.
He was dressed like Santa. Stupid as hell. Yeah. I get it, though. I mean, like you want to appeal to the younger audience, whatever. Grayson
Waller was talking about the audience, and he was pissed. It was stupid.
Braun Strowman got mad. Carmelo Hayes came out and said, like, oh, like that match we had last week wasn't fair. Let's have a match now. They have a match. Carmelo Hayes wins by count out. Stupid as hell.
He just attacked Strowman from behind and then made Strowman chase him in the back and kept on hitting him from behind.
I like that Carmelo got his win back, but I wish it would have been something other than the count out. Maybe, even if it was just like a roll up pin.
W is a W. No, I was playing.
That's a terrible way of getting a W, though. I don't know. I feel like it should have at least been a roll up pin. That would have been better, but whatever. After that, we had Johnny Gargano versus Alex Shelby. Obviously, Alex Shelby pissed off at Gargano because they were friends.
I'm dead ass yawning. It was like, boring. Yeah.
Well, this match was decent. Yeah. Gargano picked up the win, small package, roll up, obviously with a little distraction from, what was it? Ciampa was brawling on the outside. So that was fine. Gargano won, makes sense, whatever. And then we had the main event. Where's the soul board? This SmackDown was ass. Women's Tag Team Championship match between Bianca Belair and Naomi. Obviously, because Jade Cargill is injured. Is it real injury or is it kayfabe?
I don't know. They had her smashed in the car. I don't know.
Maybe a minor real injury.
All we know is we're still waiting on who did it.
Yeah.
It takes that long to investigate.
Exactly.
They don't have cameras.
There's obviously cameras. I don't know what all they're waiting for. I did it for The Rock.
Yeah.
So it was Rikichi.
I
did it for Bianca. okay. Or Naomi, because Naomi's married to
the son of Rikichi.
I did it for Naomi. Anyways, versus Nia Jackson, Candice LeRae, obviously for the women's tag team titles. Bianca Belair and Naomi won in an okay match. That was
new champions. Wow.
Yeah. The only like crazy thing about this was Tiff Stratton came out, looked like she was about to cash in again. They're teasing this every week, but she didn't.
Just let her cash in. Don't do it until she's going to do it.
I think she's going to cash in on January 6th.
Everything's
going to happen on the January 6th episode of Raw, but she's going to cash in. I guarantee it. I think she's going to successfully cash it in too, like on Nia.
Yo, this SmackDown was so trash.
It was. It was terrible. That was literally it for this freaking SmackDown.
Oh, and Strowman turned down the play again with
Pretty Deadly. Yeah, yeah. So stupid.
It was so trash.
People were trying to recruit Braun Strowman though. Pretty Deadly with that. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory said that they wanted to recruit him so they can be a trio. He was like, think about how unstoppable we would be. And Braun Strowman was like, yeah, no, I'm good. At least they're using Braun Strowman, I guess. But yeah.
He's 1-1 with Carmelo, so one more match, I guess.
Yeah, SmackDown was ass. It was just so bad. It was honestly boring as hell to watch. Like some matches sort of made sense.
No, but it was very like I'm talking. It was collision born, and collision was pretty good this week.
I think the only reason collision was good though is kind of the
Continental Classic.
Right? Yeah.
As soon as this Continental Classic's over,
it's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be the same old collision, which I don't want it to be. We've been ruined for months saying build collision as an actual second show, like Raw, SmackDown, Dynamite, Collision. Do I not? I don't know how hard it is when they have so much honestly, talent.
Their time slot's terrible too, though. It's on a Saturday.
Yeah, that's true.
At 8? That's a terrible time slot. There's so much stuff that happens on Saturday, especially around this time of year.
College football's about to be over.
Basketball.
I'm saying basketball is every Saturday, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's a terrible time slot. Everybody's watching something else.
Well, at the same time,
people go out on Saturdays, if anything.
I don't know. You can't have excuses. A lot of stuff happens on Friday nights.
Not as much.
Mondays, Monday Night Football.
Not as much. And SmackDown's established.
No, I know, but Monday Night Raw competes with Monday Night Football every single year for like 30 years.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Monday Night Football
has been established for like 50 years.
Okay, but AEW is still relatively
new. I'm not saying it's going to be like 3 million viewers, but
WWE doesn't even get that.
I'm not talking about the viewers. I'm talking about you put on some better content, and then maybe you can get some viewers.
I don't know. They got to get like at least 500,000, please.
Yeah.
They're only getting like, I think for
Collision,
how much are they averaging for Collision? Like 200? 300,000?
I was going to say 200 people. 200, I don't know.
This kid's a fucking troll.
And it's like
you've seen those trolls on it?
And it's like the families of the wrestlers?
Yeah, the troll. Yeah,
I'm not trolling like that. But no, they got mad talent. I don't understand. And then you got guys like Sammy and stuff wrestling on ROH.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious, bro?
Yeah.
Damn, man. ROH is literally better than Collision. Like,
Sammy wrestling on ROH is stupid. Like, I understand, like, he had the tag team titles and all that stuff there.
Dustin Rhodes, right? I don't even know if he still has it. I haven't been following.
I just know he's
him and a guy like 30 years older than him has the... Yo, just release Dustin Rhodes. Let him do a little feud with Cody before he retires. That'd be fire.
That'd be fire.
Where heel Cody. Nice. Heel Cody turns out attacks his brother or something. That'd be fire.
Well, Cody and
like a quick little
Dustin
feud.
Had, like, one of the best matches in AEW history.
They should do that before he retires.
Yeah. Anyways,
what am I doing?
This kid's
promoting.
It's just Dunkin'. You can drink Dunkin'. What the hell?
From New England.
Everybody drinks Dunkin'. Anyways, let's get into, of course, AEW this week. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, the AEW portion of this podcast. What do you think of AEW this week? I thought AEW was Dynamite was fire.
Dynamite was holiday bash. Yeah, it was
good. It was really good. Yeah, there was a lot of good matches on there. A couple of title matches. Actually, just one title match, but still pretty good. Yeah, let's get into it, I guess. First match of the night was, of course, Mercedes Moné versus Anna Jay for the TBS Championship. I thought this match made Anna Jay look really freaking good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was great. It was also good for Mercedes Moné title run, because the title run hasn't been too great.
Yeah, I think she's starting to pick up speed.
Has been getting better.
Yeah, she's starting to get the tempo of, I guess, AEW wrestling, because it is a bit different from WWE. She's starting to look a lot better in the ring.
And then she, after the Collision was still on, but she was in the locker. She went on live, on Instagram. And she was doing,
Dynamite?
Yeah, I mean, no, but I'm saying, yes, she was always
live. Oh, yesterday. Yeah.
After Collision, she was live while Collision was still on. And she was, doing cameos with fans. She was putting them on.
What the hell?
She was like, you watched my match, and then did you acknowledge the CEOs and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's so funny. No, but she came out on Collision, too, because it looked she had a little stare down with Chris Statlander.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess, because, obviously, she needs a challenger, but how many times is Chris Statlander going to get a shot at the TBS title and then lose?
Has Chris Statlander even had the world title?
She's had the TBS title.
I know she's had the TBS, but she hasn't ever had the world title.
No, I don't even think
why she keep going after the TBS title?
I don't know.
Get her after the world title.
Yeah, but anyways, good match. Anna Jay looked like she was about to win. She had Mercedes Moné in a couple of submissions. It was pretty cool, but then Mercedes Moné ended up picking up the win. And one of her better matches in AEW, like I said, she's finally picking up her stride.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy about. That's cool. Happy about that. Women's division's getting so much good, so much better in Dynamite. Just AEW in general.
AEW, yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. We also had
Nick Wayne and Christian Cage.
Yeah, Nick Wayne and Christian Cage versus
and Shibata.
Yeah, versus Hook and Shibata. This match was actually pretty good too, surprisingly. Nick Wayne and Christian Cage picked up the win.
Yeah, it was Kip Sabian and Shayna Wayne obviously interfered.
Yeah, a little distraction, so that was pretty cool. And then one of my favorite segment of the night was the MJF and MJF segment. He came out saying that he's going to donate to a whole bunch of charities and stuff. He started crying and saying, for the low price of buying the pay-per-view coming up.
Yeah.
You can help feed this yellow baby. And the freaking image of Adam Cole photoshopped to make him even scrawnier would pop up on the thing, and everybody started dying.
He looks skinnier than pre-zero Steve Rogers.
Yo, it was so funny. Basically, yeah, he said, you can donate to help feed this starving baby, making fun of Adam Cole's, being scrawny.
Yeah.
He mentioned Adam Cole not seeing the dentist anymore, aka Britt Baker, which was kind of crazy that he said that because they're not dating anymore.
Yeah, that's funny.
Funny as hell. Adam Cole appeared on a Jumbotron basically saying hey, we're going to have that match. We're going to kick your ass, da, da, da. And then he says, behind you. And then he's behind MJF and then they have a little brawl out. That was pretty cool. Made Adam Cole look strong. I like that, especially because they kind of buried him with that scrawny picture.
Yeah, then he super kick him twice.
Yeah, that was funny as hell. It was still funny as hell. I was dying. Before that, though, we also had Ricochet come out for an interview, basically saying that he wants to join the Hurt Syndicate. But the Hurt Syndicate came out, grabbed him by the face, ripped the card up and said, "You're a kiss ass. Get the hell out of here." And he walked away.
Treat him like a little boy. Grabbed him on the head and get the hell out of here. And he looked scared of him. He's like,
so I don't know what the whole thing was about this. I don't know what the hell they were trying to push. But honestly, it just made Ricochet look like a little bitch.
It did.
It just
and he even walked away looking like
a little bitch. He walked away scared, okay, yeah, sure, I'll get out. And then left. Like, you look
he's
like
already getting buried for having horrible promo skills.
And then it's terrible. I get that you're trying to book him. He's trying to throw himself into the cringy stuff that he's been doing. And try to play that role to be more heelish, but bro, you
heel.
It didn't make him look good. It just made him look like a little bitch. He looked like a little bitch. It does. It was crazy.
Why you bald?
That
video.
Why you bald? What you mean? Why you ugly?
He want to cry. he's making him look like that.
Oh my
god. Bro's just getting shots left and right. Already with horrible promo skills, and he's just
it was so dumb.
Backstage
he gets interviewed. What happened out there? He's like, oh, that's not what I expected to happen. And then he gets fucking punked by Swerve Strickland. His first when he leaves, he's like, that's why you bald.
They're
like,
yo, they're making him look like a punk. Everybody's just, yo, they're sunning him.
And this is what you left WWE for?
Bro's getting bullied.
That's right. Everybody in the comment section was like, this is what you left WWE for? So
yeah, to get bullied.
To get bullied and thing. And then people are like, oh, it's just an initiation process. He'll be better. Like, he'll get better in there. It's like, no, I've never seen anybody in AEW get treated like a pussy. And then they go and have like a fantastic run. Like that's insane. That's
very
insane.
Rare.
They're not even rare. It's never happened. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's like when WCW and they had some of the lower level guys come in. A lot of them were treated like ass, and then they were done.
Yeah, they were gone. Like, that's not the way you treat somebody. You want to be a superstar.
Only a few survived, like obviously Eddie and stuff. A few special standout stuff, but they were already good. Like they just make Ricochet look like a punk.
You could like. There's so many different ways they could have played that. They could have played it where he like pushes like Bobby Lashley off. They have a little stare down. He realizes there's three against one, and he backs off and he leaves. That's so much better.
He leaves angry, but he's like also still wants to be a part. He's just like,
yeah, like he puts his hands up and leaves, but he's like talking shit while he's backing up. They could have did that, but no, they decided.
Like a scary little bit. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
And he just like leaves the ring terrified after being punked out by freaking Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin.
Well, they made him look like McGregor said. You sit there, shut your fucking mouth.
Who the fuck is this guy?
They made him look like a punk.
Yo, it was so bad.
And then Swerve just punks him back. Yo, I don't know. That's bad.
It was bad.
And then he's already been. And he's been getting like, he's a lot of heat lately, obviously because it's promo. So it's just.
Yeah, you said they were throwing toilet paper at this guy.
They were throwing toilet paper from the crowd. Yeah, you didn't see it. Oh, what was that yesterday? Collision. They were throwing toilet paper when he was like on his ropes doing his entrance.
It's so funny.
He literally wanted to cry. It's bad.
There better be some signs next week. Because like, that's why you bald or something.
Yo. If he somehow manages to play into a good storyline with this, then I'll give him credit.
I'll give him credit. If he somehow pushes look. Into like a great storyline, I'll give AEW credit. But as of right now, this
obviously
is
he can wrestle. We're not talking about his wrestling ability. He can wrestle.
No.
It's just
I'm not even making fun of his.
Everything else is his personality and then his
no, I'm not even making fun of his promos. I'm just saying obviously. But I'm saying that situation right there. Where, like, they just punked him out, and he said, yes, sir, sorry, and then walked away instead of, like, actually trying to portray him as, like, a tough guy or somebody who can actually defend himself.
Yeah, then he goes to the back and gets stupid. Punked again.
And he got punked again backstage. Yeah, stupid as hell. Ridiculously stupid.
Bro, I saw a video when he went to NXT real quick, and he got punked by the rookies.
Oh, yo.
They made a joke.
You see the one with Carmelo Haynes and Trick Williams when he came in? He was like, oh, he has a mic in his hand. Hope he knows how to use
it. Yo, bro was getting... punked by rookies, bro. That's how you know it's bad.
Yo, it's bad. It's funny as hell. But anyways.
Yo, it's bad.
Because of her syndicate, we're in the ring.
He's gotta do something.
Yeah, they need to do something with Ricochet. For sure. Because whatever the heck they're doing right now is not working.
Yeah. So, obviously, Hurt Business is still there. They had a blue Continental Classic Blue League match.
Yeah. Between the Beast Mortals and Shelton Benjamin. Pretty decent match. Shelton Benjamin ended up picking up the win. Obviously, that makes sense. He ended up losing on Collision, though. I don't think he's going to move on. But
we can talk about the quick little matches on Collision, like the Continental Classic matches.
Yeah. Well, we will, for sure. After that, we had Will Ospreay versus Darby Allin in a freaking amazing banger match.
And a surprise finish.
People were saying, like, oh, like, why are you having, like, Will Ospreay lose? It makes perfect sense. This is the Gold League thing. Anybody can lose. It doesn't affect your storyline at all.
Yeah, this ain't about storylines. This is literally just a tournament.
Yeah, where anybody can win. And also, if you lose, you're still realistic. In it. Exactly.
You're not always going to have the top guy. It's the tournament.
Anything can happen. Anybody can win at any moment. Darby Allin versus Will Ospreay, banger of a match. Darby Allin picked up the win. Very surprising.
Bro's like kicking out of like the hidden blade and stuff.
Yo, so the amount of flips and stuff that I saw in this match were kind of crazy.
Darby Allin again trying to kill himself. He did like the coffin drop onto he's back smacked that off the apron. Bro's going to be, I'm telling you, when he's like 45, he's going to feel that.
He's going to be in a wheelchair. It's bad. Like, oh my gosh, he's crazy. But anyways, yeah, banger of a match. Darby Allin picked up the win. Will Ospreay picked up a win again on Collision, I'm pretty sure. Against Ricochet, am I? Right? It was against Ricochet.
We can talk about it if you want. Like after we'll go get into the Continental.
Yeah. But anyways, Darby Allin picked up the win. I thought that was pretty cool. These two are definitely gonna have a match further down the line. Because
storyline.
Yeah, bigger storyline. It's gonna be a banger of a match whenever they do, because this was freaking amazing. It was a great match. Match of the week, to be honest. But yeah, of course, Will Ospreay did not win. I'm fine with that. Darby Allin picked up the win. Will Ospreay did not lose any momentum. It's Darby Allin. Dude always picks up crazy ass wins. And Will Ospreay can pick up like 2-3 wins and he's back in the
title. Darby Allin is kind of in that storyline with like the Death Riders thing too.
Exactly. So I
guess they kind of keep that going.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Now they got to get Will into something. Will Ospreay.
Yeah. After that, we had the Death Riders versus Orange Cassidy, Jay White, and Hangman Adam Page. Obviously, they've been battling back and forth with Jay White, Orange Cassidy, and Hangman Adam Page. Not on the same page because they're all going to be in that Fatal 4-Way match against Jon Moxley at the next pay-per-view. So that's going to be pretty cool. World's End, right? That's the next one?
Yeah.
All right. So World's End, is that this Saturday?
I think it is. I feel like, yeah, it has to be because...
Yeah, it's this Saturday.
The last, yeah, the month, yeah.
But anyways, Death Riders ended up picking up the win. Of course, defeating Orange Cassidy, Jay White, and Hangman Adam Page. And a pretty decent match. It was pretty good.
It was decent. It was all right.
Yeah. Obviously, Team AEW not being able to, of course, stay on the same page. They're fighting each other or arguing with each other, basically. Yeah, because
Hangman is not. He's not a.
He's not a face.
Definitely not a face.
Yeah, but he's also, like, in this storyline, he still hates Jon Moxley because he still sees himself as the protector of AEW, I guess.
Yeah, bro's just an angry cowboy.
Just a sad, angry cowboy. But yeah, that was basically it for Dynamite. Was still pretty good. We don't really talk about Collision that much, but you know, obviously there was a couple of things that happened on Collision. Like, what was it? I mentioned it earlier. The whole stare down between Sasha Banks and Chris Statlander at Mercedes the Chris Monet. Sasha Banks, yeah. Mercedes Monet. I'm still freaking. My bad. My bad. I don't even know what the hell I said. Freaking that. But anyways.
Yeah, because there was a couple of Continental Classic. I'm checking right now. I know I watched this.
Yeah, Garcia defeated Sheldon Benjamin. Yeah, it was Will Ospreay
and Ricochet. And then, Ricochet beat Will Ospreay.
Oh, did he?
So that's actually three straight L's by Will Ospreay.
That's bad.
I don't know if they're going to build that to a storyline. Maybe where he's like, I kind of lost my groove real quick. And then they could do something like
they
that.
They could do something like that.
And then he has to build himself back up. I wouldn't mind that. But all the crap we were just talking about Ricochet, I didn't even realize because I kind of missed the ending of that match. And I thought Will Ospreay beat him. He beat Will Ospreay.
I thought Will Ospreay won. I'm fucking.
But idiot. Yeah, he was getting booze. They were throwing toilet paper.
Well, I mean, like the whole one, the Will Ospreay thing might make sense because remember he's still suffering from that injury from Kyle.
And Fletcher. He lost because the ref he got distracted. The ref was down.
Yeah.
And then Will Ospreay came and picked up.
Ricochet.
So Ricochet beat Will Ospreay. It was a good match too. They rated it A-.
Still stupid.
It was a good match. It was actually still a really good match. But,
it was dumb.
It's just funny.
Yeah, we also had, like, Briscoe beating the Beast Mortals. Mortals isn't moving on, obviously.
Yeah, Daniel Garcia and Shelton Benjamin. And Daniel Garcia beat him.
Yeah. That's Claudio Castagnoli defeated Darby Allin in the main event. The banger match. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a good match.
That was a good word.
I was watching, That's the one. And then...
Yeah. It was pretty cool, though, obviously. Just leading up to World's End, which... I mean,
I don't even know the points. I didn't get to see like who's leading and stuff. I think Claudio tied now with that win.
Claudio's tied. I think Will Ospreay needs like one more win. Yeah, he's screwed.
Well, no, he lost two already, I think, right?
Yeah, so
he might be screwed already.
Unless he wins, like, I think he probably has one more match.
I don't know. He might be screwed. We'll see. All I know is the only way to turn this around is you got to like make him come out with a promo. Like, yo, I've been off my game a little bit with like three straight losses. Remember, it was a Kyle Fletcher. And then two in the Continental
Classic. It's not three straight because he won a match last week.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
well, the week before. So it's not three straight.
Then he got two in a row this week. Two L's.
Yeah, it's just two L's in a week. But it was the Darby Allin one makes sense. The Ricochet one, it doesn't because Ricochet was made to look like a little bitch on fucking Dynamite.
So, yeah, basically Will Ospreay got beaten by, I'm not going to call him a little bitch, but he got beaten by
I'm not saying Ricochet is. No.
But they made him look like one. And he's got beat and Will Ospreay just lost to that guy.
Yeah, I got to make that clear.
By multiple guys.
I'm a fan of Ricochet. I'm not a fan of that like segment. That segment made him look like a little punk. It made him look that way.
Yes.
I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying that's what it made him look like. And then they played into it even more by Swerve punking him. Which I like Swerve punking him because Swerve should be punking everybody.
Yes,
Swerve
is a freaking monster. We're talking about everybody's wrestling in the character. We're not talking about nobody personally.
No, we're talking about the segment. I'm not talking about him in overall.
Yeah. But bro got punked twice in the same night, and then he goes on to beat Will Ospreay, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That's crazy. Stupid.
I didn't even notice that. I was watching that match. I thought Will Ospreay was going to win, but I ended up going to the bathroom. And then after that, I just figured Will Ospreay won. I didn't realize it because we don't really watch Collision. But I was checking out Collision. It was actually pretty good.
No, it was decent.
I just missed the ending of that match. I didn't realize Ricochet actually beat Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
Until when I checked it out,
there was even a face to face between MJF and Adam Cole, but it was just to like basically.
They're just building up their match.
Building up their match, yeah.
Which I'm still confused. Again, we've been saying this for a while, but what? You turned on MJF, but whatever.
Yeah, it's still stupid as hell. It's still dumb. Yeah, it's still stupid that they're playing into that.
He played them, then he had a whole team jumping with masks on, bro.
He created a whole faction just to attack MJF.
But you're the bad guy. Okay, whatever. I don't know. All I know is, Will Ospreay's going to have to...
He'll bounce back. It's freaking Will Ospreay.
Like you said, he gets another win. Maybe he makes it, then he actually wins the whole contest. I don't know.
He can still win. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I want to see the stands. We'll figure it out. Anyways.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But that was basically it for this week of wrestling. Might
be next. I think it is next week. World's End.
Check Let me real see. Quick. Yeah. Yeah, no, World's End is next week for sure. I'm just trying.
So we won't talk about. We'll just talk about World's End next week, which I hope is a great pay per view.
Okay, I have it right here. So updated
December 28th. So that's this Saturday coming up.
All right. So updated. Okay. So we have Mark Briscoe 9 points, Kyle Fletcher 9 points, Okada 7, Garcia 7,
Mark got 9,
Sheldon 6, and the Beast 0.
Damn, but Mark Briscoe got 9. Wow.
Yeah, okay. So Gold Lee, Claudio 9, Ricochet 9, Darby 6, Will 6, Brody 6, Commander 0. So I'm pretty sure.
It's Brody, Darby, and Will all got 6, and they probably all need 9 in advance. But is there one more match this week?
I think so.
Dynamite before World's End? So it looks like Claudio's making the final.
Claudio's definitely going to. Yeah, it seems like he's going to win the final. But then again, Ricochet might, of course, go into the final too.
And Ricochet and Darby, who are tied with him, both beat Will already. But they're all tied with Will. But they already both beat him. But it's still a point system. But it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but the thing is, they can have Ospreay beat like Brody, because I think that's the last.
They can have Ospreay beat Brody, and then these other guys lose, and he'll make it. But they still both beat him. I don't know. It's weird how it's a point system, but they. They both got wins over Will Ospreay, but he could still. I don't know. I don't know. It's still kind of new to me. Like even though it's been already a year, that Continental Classic.
Yeah, they might have. They might have a three way. Remember last year they had like the three way tie where it was all three of them face each other for the number one contender. They might do that again.
Wasn't it? Who was it? Was it Eddie Kingston?
It was Jay White. Was in it? I'm pretty sure.
Was it Eddie Kingston or was?
Let me see.
I'm tripping. That was a whole year ago. Wasn't Eddie Kingston the one that won it? Did he win the Continental?
No, it was Jay Swerve and Mox last year.
I could have sworn Eddie Kingston.
No, it was Jay Swerve and Mox. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, a good one. Yeah, for the Continental.
I'm already lost. See?
Yeah, that match.
Eddie Kingston won the Continental Classic. What do you want? Something else? He won a tournament. Remember?
Yeah, he won. I think he won that one. But it was just
For the number one contender.
Yeah,
for the number one contender. Eddie Kingston ended up winning the whole.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Did he beat Mox?
Yeah.
Tripping. He beat Mox. Final. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
They were boys, remember?
Yeah, and the Mox. And then.
That would be crazy. He comes back.
I can't wait for Eddie Kingston to come back.
And he comes back and goes against the Death Riders.
Yeah. Who else? MJF. Wait, what is it? On Dynamite this week, FTR is going to have a match, and they said they're not coming alone. Everybody's saying that Edge is going to come back or Adam Cole.
Yeah,
that's going to be nice.
Which will be big. And then hopefully, they got build them on Collision. Build Collision.
Yeah, they can build Collision again with Adam Copeland. That'd be nice.
FTR is always a staple of Collision.
Yeah.
Have Adam Copeland. And then when you get guys back like Eddie Kingston, maybe.
Yeah.
Or Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega's coming back. They did a video package for him. That was awesome. I'm really looking forward to him coming back.
Yeah, because he's already having that match. New Japan.
New Japan, yeah, on the 5th. So, yeah, when he comes back, that's going to be freaking amazing, too. Yeah. But, that was basically it for this week of wrestling. Like, comment, subscribe, as always. Next week, we'll be here with a World's End review.
Yes, World's End review, and then anything major on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, anything that happens major on Raw and SmackDown. Hopefully, it's not as trash as freaking
If it's a great week, we'll just cover Raw and SmackDown.
It's probably pre-recorded, too, though, because it's around holidays.
I'll look it up. If it's pre-recorded...
Probably going to be just as bad as this week's SmackDown, because that SmackDown was terrible.
That's why... I'm glad Netflix said they're not going to pre-record it, even the PLEs.
Yeah.
Like, if they're overseas, they're going to be at that same time.
Oh, wait, we forgot to mention freaking the whole Max deal with AEW.
Oh, yeah.
They officially announced what's going to happen. Obviously, all the shows are going to be on Max right after they air. That's going to be freaking awesome. All the pay-per-views from when they started out.
The old shows, too, and pay-per-views.
Yeah, they're going to be on Max for you to stream. So that's going to be freaking crazy, too.
I want to see the first one.
Yeah. And I think the new ones are going to be on there, too, right? But you probably have to buy them. I think you have to buy them now.
Yeah, it's still gonna be like a pay per view type thing, yeah. I guess.
But at least they're gonna be on there. That's gonna be pretty. That's gonna be awesome. Yeah. You can watch all the old ones. I can go back and watch like some of like the banger ones that we watched before. I can watch Forbidden Door because I went to it. I can actually watch it how it was on TV. That'd be.
But no, cool. I still like what was it? We watched it. It was when Bryan Danielson debuted and then also Adam Cole.
Yeah, that was awesome. Night. Yeah, we can rewatch that. That was a pretty cool
2021. I forgot what pay per view it was.
I think it was Full Gear. Could be wrong.
Full Gear 2021, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm like 100% sure. That was that night was crazy.
Yeah.
Because that was the Penta. No, that was the Lucha Bros versus
Young Bucks.
Yeah, that yo, that
cage match was a banger.
I love that pay per view. That pay per view was fire.
But yeah, for sure. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week again with that review. Yeah, really appreciate all the support we've been getting.
TikTok, yeah.
We've been
rumors of them shutting down, which they always have, but kind of looks a little more realistic. We would love for you to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
And obviously subscribe on YouTube. That would help us a lot.
Yeah, for sure. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. See you guys next week. Love you guys. Peace.